could you imagine being in a muddy trench, you're ordered to kill the people right in front of you, and then Christmas Eve happens. You end up singing with them, trading gifts, and then playing football in a no man's land? All right, welcome back to This Day, That Year. Today it's a big day for a lot of you guys, not for everyone in the world, but for a lot of people. It's December 24th. It's Christmas Eve. And we're going back to this day of December 24th to that year of 1914. So on December 24th, 1914, along with parts of the Western Front, an unofficial Christmas truce broke out between mainly British and German troops with some French and others. So, you know, the French, very apprehensive, love them. But, you know, hate to love them, right? Or love to hate them, whatever you want to say. But World War had originally begun in the summer of 1914. So by December, the Western Front was a static trench nightmare. It was not all quiet on the Western Front, is all I'm going to say. But soldiers on both sides were very exhausted. They were cold. They were freezing. They were disillusioned. And you know what? They were like, you know what? It's Christmas Eve. German soldiers lit candles. They put small Christmas trees on their trench parapets. And they started singing carols like Silent Night. I think they say it in German is Stille Nacht. I'm not 100% sure, but British troops responded with their own. They're like a tit for tat. You know, you ever see that Taylor Swift video where she's like caught talking to the person in the window in the music video? It's kind of like that. But British troops responded with their own carols. They shouted Merry Christmas. They were saying, we no shoot, you no shoot. And, you know, it was all love. Then gradually, men from both sides cautiously climbed out into no man's land and met in the middle. They exchanged cigarettes, chocolate, buttons, patches, and showed each other family photos. This is bizarre, by the way. In several sectors, soldiers organized informal football, soccer, chill. They kicked in the shell-cratered ground. So artillery fell largely silent in many spots, and both sides used a pause to recover and bury their dead. But not everyone participated. Obviously, there's always those people who got to be buzzkills, Dr. Killjoys, as you know. Higher commanders on both sides were furious when they heard about this. They were like, this is not official. This is not a real ceasefire. And in some areas, the fighting still continued. So the truce lasted from Christmas Eve through Christmas Day and even into the 26th day, as some may call it, Boxing Day. The immediate reaction was the commanders hardened the rules. They were like, you will not fraternize with the enemy. There were explicit instructions that were supposed to be followed that no more casual peace with the enemy. So the war dragged on, as many know, for 4 more years, killing millions of people. The truce did not end the war, but it exposed how ordinary soldiers didn't always share their leaders' hatred. This podcast is brought to you by Talking Z, where your favorite Gen Zers talk with millennials and walk them through the hip new lingo of the day. 6-7, 6-7, skibbity toilet, or whatever. Talking Z, wherever the kids get their podcasts. So there's a few myths. There's a little bit more reality. Over the years, the Christmas truce has been pretty romanticized, sometimes simplified as one big football match. Historians have shown that it was pretty localized, patchy, and pretty fragile. So sometimes, but still, it was still very real. Over 100,000 troops in some level, were involved in some level of the ceasefire. So the truce inspired films, inspired songs, you know, books, ads, you know, commemorations. It's become a symbol of humanity breaking through inhumane systems, as war can be. There are memorials and periodic reenactments that take place throughout Europe, particularly near the old trench sites, like in, I'm going to butcher this, Frelinghain, and the UK's National Memoriam Arboretum. Or no, I don't know if that's, I'm not even saying that right. The UK's National Memoriam Arboretum. You know what? Don't judge me. It's been a long week. So in modern discussions of war, like, you know, in the Ukraine, the Middle East, the Christmas truce is often referenced as a counter image to total dehumanization of war. It's a reminder that soldiers are people with families and shared traditions. So peace educators, NGOs, and even sports organizations like football associations use the truce as a teaching history or teaching tool to teach about empathy, common ground, and how culture, something as simple as a song or game, can override the brutality of what war is. So I wanted to talk about that. I thought it was something fairly important. I wanted to then let you guys go into the Christmas holiday with that spirit. I am not a person who celebrated Christmas my whole life. It's more of a learned thing in my life. But I hope that everyone here is able to celebrate Thanksgiving, celebrate Christmas in a special way for their with their friends and with their family. And yeah, peace, tidings. But Chet, that's the podcast. You got to log off. You got to go outside and you got to get moving. Till next time. Are you in a creative rut? Are the ads you think of just not normally what they are? Well, from the people that brought you Maybe Try Harder, it's You'll Figure It Out. Ads will flow and then you'll know you figured it out.